Hola amigos. Hi friends. We are on week 12, semana 12. Can you believe we made it this far? I am so proud of your work, whatever work you did this term. However much or little it was, you learned Spanish, and that makes me so proud of you. This week we are learning about los opuestos, opposites, and today we are learning, I think it's five different pairs. Okay, so we'll learn the pairs, and some of these are going to have one more than one way to say it. That's just because in Spanish we have feminine and masculine. So if a word ends in an O and we are describing it, we're going to describe it with the one that ends in an O. If a word ends in an A, we're going to describe it with the word that ends in an A. Okay, let's get started. First, we have gordo or gorda. That means fat. See if you can pause the audio and come up with an action that helps you remember that word. And then at the end, we'll say them all once more and you do your action as you practice saying it. The next word we have is skinny, which is said flaco or flaca. Again, pause the audio so you can think of an action that goes with that word. Next, we have delgado or delgada, which means thin. It's kind of a synonym for the word skinny. Next, we have alto and alta, which mean tall. Bajo and baja mean short. Mojado, mojada mean wet. Seco and seca mean dry. Limpio and limpia mean clean. Sucio and sucia mean dirty. Okay, so let's go through those one more time. I'll just say the one that ends in an O, and then you act out the action that matches that word. Then I'll go through them again, saying the one that ends in A, and you do the action. And when you're doing the action, make sure you're also repeating the word. ¿Listos? Ready? Gordo. Flaco. Delgado. Alto. Bajo. Mojado. Seco, limpio, sucio. Muy bien. Now we'll do it again with the words that end in an A. They mean the same, they just have a slightly different ending. Gorda, flaca, delgada, alta, baja, mojada, seca, limpia, sucia.